Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
And now, he's been waiting so patiently, we have Jerry Bragg with Miko's Shoes. Tell us, what drove you to reinvent this footwear company and all this stuff that you're doing and all about it?
Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth. I appreciate it and appreciate the forum to talk about it. I've been in the shoe industry myself for 30 years, and we had a brand that, you know, was kind of a heritage brand. And when I first came to the brand, I like to refer to it as a commodity brand. We made really great product for great people, but there was not a lot of focus on building a brand and really like doing things with purpose. Like, it kind of goes back to something that that one of you guys just said, I think it was you, Elizabeth, that said, what is your why? And that was a question that I brought. What was our why? Are we doing this? Were we just making shoes to make money? And when we started to sit down and focus on it, we decided we wanted to bring a different product to the market. So about 18 months ago, we decided to rebrand, completely refocus the company and focus on a why. You know, we wanted to really bring great, comfortable, fashionable footwear at a value that most people could afford that was really focused around, you know, kind of the globetrotter or that person with the wanderlust mindset. You know, people that want to go out and see the world. You know, after today's discussion, we were making shoes for Carl's 10,000-mile journey many years after he made that journey. But, you know, the focus on super comfortable footwear that's fashionable, that's at a price everybody can afford, and, you know, really trying to stay on that same focus and making sure that the product speaks loudly to the audience that it's going after.
So how have footwear trends changed over the years? So if you've been in this business, you said 30 years, so it seems like things have changed a lot.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I mean, I'd say the biggest change in footwear has probably been the entrepreneur, like the in-the-office business, you know, suit and tie. You know, obviously, business has become a lot more casual over the years, and there's a lot more hybrid footwear out there and stuff like that. So, you know, coming up with product that, you know, can go from the gym to the boardroom, it's been something that's been a real focus of the footwear industry. And it's constantly changing, you know, from athletic brands dipping their toes into more fashion and fashion brands dipping their toes into more athletic. What we saw, the big opportunity we saw was we spent a lot of time in airports. Obviously, if we're going to visit clients or we're going to visit, you know, a chain, or we're going, you know, to see a international trade show, spent a lot of time in airports and, you know, looking around at people's feet. You know, what we start to see was a lot of people wearing technical running shoes because of the comfort and the multi-use of them. So what we wanted to do was take that mindset of we can make shoes that are just as comfortable, but really focus it on multi-use. You know, you're going to fly to London and walk around and hang out in Piccadilly Circus. You know, you want shoes that are going to be comfortable for that full day walking. Or if you're going to fly into New York City, you know, you want to walk around Central Park, or you have that business meeting on Avenue of the Americas. There's a lot of different things that you can do with versatile footwear. And that's really what we wanted to focus on. And also the innovation of footwear. We really wanted to focus on innovation as well. Being in the footwear industry, traveling a lot, sometimes you show up at an airport and your bags don't show up. It seems like every time I fly through Charles de Gaulle in Paris, there's some sort of baggage strike or something like that. So my bags don't necessarily make it all the time. So luckily, I was wearing a pair of our shoes that really could transition from, you know, all-night travel to, you know, a meeting that I had with a large client in Paris. And you know, it was more of a buttoned up type of meeting. So I had to run and go buy some slacks and a nice shirt because I wasn't necessarily prepared for that.
The shoes.
Yeah, the shoes made the transition.
So what experience did you have before getting into the shoe industry that made you attracted to the shoe industry?
My entry into the shoe industry is probably different than 99% of people that are in the shoe industry. I actually got into the shoe industry. I was working at a skateboard shop in Los Angeles. I'm born and raised in LA. I was really into skateboarding as a kid. I was working at a store, and we had a lot of professional skateboarders that would come in, you know, every month after they get their monthly shipment from the companies that they were representing, and they would trade in their products basically or sell their extra products to the store for extra spending money. And it was during a time, this was kind of in the early 90s, where there wasn't a lot of action sport specific footwear outside of Vans and a few other brands at the time. And in the store, you know, we couldn't get enough product in the store. So, you know, we sat down, myself and the owners of the store and a couple other partners, and said, God, shoes are going to be huge in this industry. Let's start a shoe company. So we started a shoe company. You know, we built it up, built a portfolio of brands, and the rest is kind of history. You know, it's a different entry. You know, I don't come from the athletic world. A lot of people in the industry either come from, you know, running or technical use footwear. Mine just came from, you know, jumping down stairs when I was a kid.
Well, being in the shoe business, though, has got to be very competitive.
It's a very competitive world. And, you know, the good thing is, as I mentioned, it's a small industry, and there is a camaraderie around the companies as well. So even competing companies, you know, when we're next to somebody who we view as a competitor at a show, you know, there's a lot of that talk between each other. Hey, how's this working for you? How's that working for you? So it is a helpful community, but it's also cutthroat as well. I think one of the things that we're doing to differentiate ourselves is we're going beyond just the footwear. You know, we're trying to, again, I mentioned innovation in the footwear, but we're also trying to be innovative in how we present our brand and how we present our future to people. So we've dedicated a lot of time and efforts into coming up with new technologies. We have on our website right now a technology called the Wandercast, and it's for that traveler. And anybody can go on to our website, look at the Wandercast. It's right on, you know, the header. If you're traveling anywhere in the world, it will give you, you know, you put in where you're traveling and when you're traveling, and it'll tell you what's the average temperature during that time of the year. What can you expect?
What is your website, and can you spell it, please?
Yeah, our website is www.mykos.com. And also all of our social medias at Mykos as well. The Wandercast is something that people can use to know what they're going to expect. You know, when you're planning travel, and since we're travel focused, you're not planning it for tomorrow. You're usually planning it months out in advance. So knowing what average temperatures are, knowing what average weather is like. And then the website's really smart and intuitive as well. It'll give you kind of recommendations from our website. But it's a really cool thing that we developed, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So we have to give the man who walked 10,000 miles a chance to chime in here on the shoe company. Well, what do you think?
I could have used those shoes. I'm looking forward to your shoes, Jerry, because I think it's a terrific idea. Consider it. You've got a client with me for sure.
Awesome. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, is just make it easy for people and pack more experience into your trip, not more shoes.
And I will say, shoes do make me happy. But I think it's definitely a difficult industry. There are so many options for people in the shoe industry, but it does sound like you have a specific niche that has been unmet, honestly. Yeah. Because I would like a pair of shoes that I could tromp through New York and through the subway and all that stuff with. This is the thing I like the very most about your brand, is that I have wide feet, and you have shoes for women's wide feet.
There's a global standard in footwear. Everybody's different. And to make shoes for everybody is part of our why as well. When we sat down, you know, we talked about narrows and wides and mediums, and making sure that we had product for everybody.
Mykos.com. Go look at the shoes. I looked, and the price point amazed me too. You know, especially for wide foot shoes, I'm used to paying through the roof for those. Their price points are very good on their website for these shoes.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.